In school, all the other girls dreamed of growing up to be Hillary Clinton or Serena Williams or Madonna. Me? I wanted to be Cagney or Lacey. I graduated from the police academy in New York City. I got a degree in criminal justice from Baruch University. I joined the NYPD as a policewoman and later became a homicide detective, breaking a lot of big cases during my time there on the force. And then, for reasons too complex to get into right now, hell, I'm not sure I even understand them myself, I returned to my hometown on the resort island of Martha's Vineyard to become a detective with the tiny Cedar Cliffs, Massachusetts police force. Which is how I wound up sitting here, now, on this day in early fall, talking with Meg Jarvis about how I'd solve the big roadside sign caper case. Meg was the administrative assistant to the chief of the Cedar Cliffs force, and she'd worked there for like a million years. I, like others on the force, turned to Meg for comfort and guidance on a lot of things. Professional stuff, sure, but personal too.
So it turned out to be a bunch of kids stealing the signs? Meg asked.
Homesick kids, I said. In the past few weeks, as kids started heading back to school after the summer, a number of street signs had gone missing throughout Cedar Cliffs and also in towns on other parts of the island. Since the signs weren't worth very much, and presumably had little or no resale value, there had to be another motive for whoever was taking them. And I found it. It wasn't a crime at all, I said. Well, not really. Some kids from here going off to college wanted to bring a few things with them to remember the island. That's what I meant about homesick. What better way than to feel like you're almost home than to have a street sign from home in your dorm room? Something that says Beach Street or Ocean Avenue makes you think about the ocean and Martha's Vineyard again. At least, that's what the kids told me when I confronted them about it.
How did you figure it out, Abby?
Hey, I'm a detective. I get paid to figure out mysteries.
What happened to the kids?
I reported them to their parents and put back the stolen signs.
You could have arrested them.
For what?
Theft.
Oh, come on. Would you have done that?
No, I guess not. She shook her head. This is quite a come down for you, though. Not long ago, you were on the front pages and all over TV news for catching murderers and sex abusers. Now you're back to bringing street sign stealers to justice.
Tell me about it, I said. I'd recently been investigating the disappearance of Samantha Claymore, the 16-year-old heiress to the Claymore Cosmetics fortune, and I uncovered a series of murders and sexual crimes against teenage girls in the process of getting Samantha home safely. Like Meg said, that case had turned me into a media sensation for a while. But now I was back investigating the ordinary, day-to-day crimes that happened in a place like Martha's Vineyard. Stuff like stolen bikes, traffic violations, loud beach parties, and squabbles between neighbors. Even something as common in other places as car theft rarely happened here. I mean, how do you get a stolen car off the island? You'd have to buy a ferry ticket for it. It was fall in Cedar Cliffs now, which meant that in a few weeks, the number of people on the island, and hence the amount of potential crime, would decrease dramatically. The high point of the tourist season here was in August, when the number of people on the island soared. But there was still pretty good tourist traffic in the weeks after Labor Day, and some people said this time in the early fall was the best time of the year to be on Martha's Vineyard. I was one of them. I always loved the fall here. I was really taking advantage of the beautiful weather. Last week, after a series of sailing lessons, I took my first solo sail out into the open sea, making it to Woods Hole on Cape Cod and back. I also was doing a lot of bike riding, taking in the fall beauty on all the bike lanes and trails that crisscross the island. There was still swimming, too. The ocean water on Martha's Vineyard remained warm and comfortable in the early fall, and there was a secluded beach not far from where I lived. I spent a lot of my free time there. Yep, it was all very comfortable for me. Except for the fact that I was doing all these things alone. It would have been nice to share it with someone. A point Meg Jarvis brought up with me now.
How's everything else going for you?
Meg asked.
Such as? Your personal life.
Are you talking about men?
Yes.
Oscar's fine.
Oscar's your dog.
Well, he's also the only man in my life right now.
What happened to the Boston TV reporter?
That was a good question. A question...